So Parshas Vayera and Tfilas Mogen Oves. So the Pasuk says, Vayera Lavrom, Velitzkok, Velyakov, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. So what does it mean, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem, and Tzok Shbuch Ushod, Bekel Shakai? So says the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Hazino, that the Pshat is like this. The Shem Havaye, what he goes on the pasuk Shem Hashem Ekra Havo God Elokeinu. The Shem Havaye relates to Kodesh Boch, which is Lemala Min HaTeva, Haye Hoy Veviyeh, which is Megul Min HaTeva. So that's the idea. Klal Yisrael is saying that by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Kodesh Boch never showed beyond the Teva. He showed his Anhoga throughout the Teva. So Mimela, they were able to find what Kodesh Boch is, what he wants, through the Teva. And that's the Shem Kel Shakai. And the Shem Havai, which is the Gilui, was never shown to them. However, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Anhog is the Anhog HaNisis, where Kodesh Baruch Hu shows the Nes and Megale through the Teva, who he is, and that's Yud Kivovke, and that is the Anhoga. So that's what the Pasuk says. So it says, Meshech Chochma lekach utzrucho leMoshe, so by all the Oves, lo nira Kodesh Baruch Hu be'Anhog HaNisis, Rabbi Avinu gave Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, and that's what Shmi Hashem. That's why every Haftoch is Bekel Shakai. Shakai is the Shem with the Sadin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Betzamtim himself. So that's why the Pasuk says by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they saw Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Teva, but Klal saw that they were now in the desert, not in the desert, I'm sorry, they were in Avdus, they needed Anhoga, which was more clear than Anhoga of Miracles, and that's Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megal, the Shem with Kivovke. Now the question is, why is the Kishem Kel Shakai the name of Teva? So the Maral explains in Sefer HaGvuris that the name Kel Shakai says the Maral, "Mashomer velavrom v'litzchol b'Kel Shakai davka b'Shem Azeh." Because L'chuyah the Pasuk is telling you the Shem Havai, which is Anhoga Nisis, was not Nisgale. Why does the Pasuk have to stress that I appear to them b'Kel Shakai? He says because l'fi Shem Azeh u'moire al shinoisin haKodesh Baruch Hu l'olam dai. Kel Shaka is the Kel, which is the power, which is the Chesed, that comes and he reveals himself with Dai. Dai is what's needed. In other words, he satisfies, he completes the world. V'chol Tosef is Gam Ken Choser. So he's telling you that the world was created in a way that the world was missing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds what's missing. He completes what's missing in the world. That's the world of Dai. So Avraham Avinu had a complete life, meaning he was able to get the Seva Toiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megale to them the Shem Shakai. Now the question still remains. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them a level of completeness that the world was missing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed what was missing. He fulfilled the void. Why was that critical by the obvious that the Shem Shakai should be the one which it determines? That's question number one. Question number two. If you go to the Gemara in Brochas goes like this. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis the following brisa: Hamispalo tzor shechaven is liboy bekula. The person who davens has to have kavon on the other tefillah. V'im einu yochol chaven bechulan. If he cannot be mechaven in all of them, yechaven is liboy beachas. He should have kavon at least in one brocha. Omar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Berebi. Which brocha is it? The Ovis. Right? You need a kavona in Tfilas Ovis. The Goin in the Shulchan Aruch already, and the Goin says the same thing, that the kavona, which is me'akev, that you have to have, is one brocha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mispar Lotzor Shechavin Bechol HaBrochas. V'im Einu Yochol Lechavin Bechulon, if he cannot be Mechavin Bechulon, so says the Mishnah Brura, Lekatchil, he should be Mechavin all of them. If not, at least, you should be mechaven on the chasima. Now you have to understand what's the pshat in the chasima. Why chasima? But that's why you have the chasima. But, and if you can't have kavon, you need at least kavon on Birkas Ovis. If you're not mechaven on Ovis, and even if you're mechaven in kol tefila kula, you have to go back and daven, right? Because you're not yoitzei the tefila, and that's how it says in the Gemara before. If you look at the Gemara in Brochas before, The Gemara says the following. So the Gemara says before that you have to have kavana, and if you're not mechaven, here the Gemara like this. The Gemara says in the Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, ani ra'iti et Rabbi Yanai de tzoli vehoder tzoli. So Rabbi did daven twice. So the Gemara wants to know why. So the Gemara says maybe mikoro lo kiven daite. Maybe before he didn't have kavana, and now he has kavana. So he daven again. Omar li chazi man gavra rabbit kavisalim. Meaning it can't be because if you're giving edus, that's not the case. So it's clearly from the Gemara that if you are not mechaven, you have to go back. So Tosfos says, why does he have to go back if he didn't have kavana? We're talking about Ovis. So Ovis, you have to go back. Says the Ramo, v'yahidna, but today ein choizrim. You don't do it bishvil chisron kavana. You don't go back in the tefillah. Why? Shabbachazor korubu shulechavin ikelameach. Because we assume that if you miss kavana in the first davening, even when you repeat the brocha, you're still not going to be mechaven, and therefore you're not allowed to say the brocha again. So the Bir Aloha is a shaila. What happens if you daven tefillas Ovis and you realize that you're not mechaven? Can you continue davening or do you have to stop? Because now every brocha is a brocha levatola. Because you're not Yoytze Ovis, technically you should have gone back. You can't go back because the Ramot tells you that you can't assume that you have kavon the second time, so you have to stop davening. So Bir Aloha brings quotes Magen Avraham and Ed Chayodom. The Chayodom says that you could daven, but says the Bira Locha lekatchila, you should wait until the Shliach Tzibur comes back to Ovis. You should listen to his tefillas Ovis, have kavon, and then continue the Shemone Esrei. So this is what he says because you're not Yoytze. If you're not Yoytze, we know the brochas are meak vizu etzu. So it comes out that all the brochas are bilavatola. So that's where you're stuck and you have to listen to it. On that, there is a famous stipler. The stipler argues. The stipler says, you're right, that's not the case. Because the case is, if you go ahead and you see, Irachinam, you're not Yoytze Tfila. You're not Yoytze Tfila. The pshat is, you're not Yoytze Tfila Bekavona, but the brocha is still not a brocha levatola. So a shem brocha it has to be able to be mitztarev to the rest of the Tfila. Now, you have to daven again, because you're not Yoytze Tfila Bekavona. But even if you're not Yoytze Tfila Bekavona, he's still Tfila. And therefore, if you made the first brocha, and you did Shiloi Bekavona, that you can't go back, which means it's far found, but you could continue davening, because Legabi, the other brochas, is not a brocha levatola. So says the stipler, in brochas, in our sugya, says the stipler, Venavki, Zokter Azoi, he says like this, and now, v'nafki mina shim yesho lechaven b'shum oifen. So what happens if he can't be mechaven? In other words, still, ovin nami mitzvah, he does a mitzvah. There's still mitzvah tefillah. Elash dechiser kavona. He has a chesoron of kavona. But he says, tzorech yun menalan dovar zeh dikash nidim mitzvah. Mechatis diatu dinim mitzvah. But it's mashma that is the case. That you use not a brocha levatola, and you could continue. That's what he says. And he quotes in the bottom that basically Kimi de Rabbi does say that. That even though you need kavona, if you said the words without kavona, tefillah yoyotze, you're not yoyotze tefillah bekavona. The question is, what does that mean, the two dinim in tefillah? That's what he himself asks. What's the two dinim that there is in tefillah? But I think that Sabra doesn't say, but I think that that's poshut. If you look at the Rambam quotes a halach of tefillah in two places. In Perek Dalet, the Rambam says the following. The Rambam quotes five things which are me'ak of the tefillah, and one of them is kavona salev, ketzat, called tefillah she'ina bechavona ein tefillah. Every tefillah she'ina bechavona is not tefillah. V'mispal b'loi kavona, the Rambam goes back and says, choizer mispal b'kavona. And the Rambam adds, motza daitu meshubeshes v'liboy torud. What happens if you have a lot of things to think about in very worried, very torud, and you don't have kavona? Also, you're not allowed to daven because it's brocha levatola. So here the Rambam is categorical that you're not allowed to daven. However, when you go in Perek Yud, the Rambam repeats this halacha, and here the Rambam does not specify that the kavon is obvious. He says any kavon. Then if you go in Perek Asir, he says differently. Mishi spalev loy kiven is liboy. Drama goes back to the same halacha. Yochzor vispalev bekavona. Vim kiven liboy bebrocha rishoyne de kavona, the first brocha, shuve not zorech boy, doesn't have to do anymore. So here it says beferush, you qualify as dafka brocha rishoyne. And then he continues saying, then, so he says beferush, if you made a mistake, if you didn't have kavona, you have to daven again. But the Rambam never sees here that if you have no ability to mechaven, you shouldn't daven. So why does the Rambam change? So Reb Chaim al Rambam addresses the Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says the following idea. The Rambam talks about two different kavonas. The kavon of Perek Dalet Mekev that feel is the kavon of Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, to know what davening is, that you are Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. That kavona, if you have no kavona, you're not Yoytze Bechlal. And that is like mitzvah tzichus kavona. Mitzvah tzichus kavona, you have to do the kavona samitzvah. The kavona samitzvah tefillah is a mindset tefillah. It's not a mindset tefillah. And in that, the Rambam says, doesn't make a difference every brocha. Every brocha has a din like this. So that kavona is me'akev. And if you don't, if you're not able to have that kavona, you're not allowed to daven. But the Rambam in Perek Yud talk about a different kavona. It's talk about kavona of the pirush amilis, meaning the translation of the word. That brocha is only me'akev on tefillah service. And on that, the Rambam says that if you did not have that kavona, you have to daven it all over again. However, that is not also to daven, because as long as you have a chavtza shel tefillah, you might be missing tefillah bekavona, but it's still a chavtza of tefillah. So Bimila, the stipler, is 100% right. He's saying like this, there are two dinim in tefillah. One is kavona sa tefillah, one is kavona lifnei HaMelech. The kavona, pirush amilu, is me'akev that you have to do it again. But the shame tefillah it has. Says Reb Chaim, because the tefillah, the oraisa, doesn't need pirush amilu. Pirush amilu is not takon of the rabbona. So that kavona is only me'akev in office, but if you don't have it, the shame baseline of tefillah there is. But the baseline kavona of Oymed Lifnei HaMelech is me'akev, and if you don't have kavona, it's a brocha levatol, not a ma'aseh tefillah, not allowed to daven. So we merely didn't understand it's very gishmak. Zikr, a person did kavona daven office. He didn't have kavona sa tefillah. And by the way, kavona, they asked the stipler, they quoted the stipler, they asked him, what happens, you have to mechaven every word? How is that? Stipler says, in the beginning, he thought that as long as you mechaven in the basic words of tefillah service, that's fine. But if you look at the first birur halacha, he says that not only that you have to mechaven to every word, you should not have any diverting thoughts. Any diverting thoughts you're not allowed to have. In other words, there has to be a pristine thought. So madoch, even on the void, on the space between the words, you're allowed to have kavona. Zikr, you have to have kavona every word. So Zikr says, kavona sovas lechores me'akiv and od fila. Biroloch is be stopping. If your person wonders in between the words, if he has to go back again or not, mikaradin. But, so mikaradin says, but probably you don't have to. Right? Because that's something the biroloch, mishavruah, the biroloch. But you see beferush, that you have to have kavona in its entirety, not only in part of it. So be as it may, so it comes out to kohen stabler is very geschmack. The person has to be mechaven on others. The kavona is pirush atfilas. That kavona is not me'akev. Now, if you, so that kavona is me'akev, and if you didn't have the kavona, you have to say again. Today the Ramos says we don't say again because you have to assume that you cannot have a kavona the second time. But at least as long as you had the baseline of tefillah, which means the kavona of Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, so a mindset tefillah it is, and therefore you could continue davening. Now, the questions that come out on this are great. Number one, why Ovis? What's special about Ovis? That's number one. Why Dafka by Ovis you need to have Pirush HaMilus? Why did Chazal do such a thing? The baseline of Tefillah, which is the mindset Tefillah, is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. And there, that Kavona is Me'akev. Not only did you have to daven again, the daven is not a mindset Tefillah. Chazal instituted a new Kavona, which is the Kavona Pirush HaMilus, that without that kavona is still a ma'aseh tefillah, but there is a special mitzvah which is called tefillah bekavona, and that only thing which is me'akev is obvious. Why did they institute the second level of kavona? Number one, mechatesi, why did they do that? And why only obvious is me'akev? Okay, so those are the two questions. Number one, why do you have this new dimension of kavona? Why were they mesakin that? How does that relate to the first level of kavona? One query is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, the other one is Pirush HaMilus. Took several kavona differently. And the second thing, why Dafka by Ovis? Now, if you look at the Loshna Braisa, Loshna Braisa is very strange because Loshna Braisa says, Be'achas, if you weren't Mechavin in one of them, Posh Pshat is in any of them. The Gemara says no, the Gemara qualifies only Be Ovis. If it's Be Ovis, why doesn't the Braisa say Be Ovis? Why does it say Be'achas, man? That's the question that's very obvious. So the Beis Yosef quotes, Ein Simon Kuf Aleph. The Beis Yosef brings, the Beis Yosef quotes a smack. Vim ein yechol lechavim chol abroches, bishmon esse yechavim beoves. Moedim. Should mechavin the katchilan always in moedim. Now, first, where moedim? What does moedim come in? Vimin yachol lechavin bishnim. If you can have mechavin always in moedim, yechavin beoves. So, tiv et sorech tab, and now if moedim shav mechavin, how does all moedim fit in? And why is moedim le katchila? So, kazat, according to the smak, moedim is le katchila. You have to have moedim. Why does moedim come in? Now, where does he get that from? Now, if you look, so the Stiber quotes Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim has a different shita. Sefer Chassidim says, "Lachen omru yichaven bechulan v'im yevshar yichaven bibirchas ovis o bibirchas oido." He had the Gis and the Gemara. The Gemara says the Brisa says beachas in one of them, and the reason why he doesn't say which because the machloek is in the Gemara which one of them. The one man the says moedim, the other man the says ovis, and that's why he says shibidcha. So you have to be chaven in either one. So Stabler says, Nafkimina is that if you missed Ovis, at least make sure to have Kavon and Moedim. Your Aloha says, Lekatchila, a person has to be Machma, like the Smak, to have Kavon and both, in Ovis and Moedim. Now, first of all, if that's Ovis and Moedim, why does the Loshon Be'achas mention the Brisa? The Choyra Be'achas is not Achas, Machlok is which one? So why does it say Be'achas? Number two, what's the Kesher of Moedim? Why Moedim more than anything else? It's just the opposite. Moedim is a thanking of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know from the Beis Elokim that the Ikar Atfila, the Rambam says, what's the Ikar Atfila? It's a Bakosha. So you should have a Chavon and Bakosha. The Shvach, which is obvious, is Shvach v'Hoidot, a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shvach is not Me'akavon Tfila, that's not the Ikar Atfila. Hoido is not the Ikar Atfila. Why Bakosha b'Shvach? And what's the Kesher between Moedim? And not only that, according to the Smak, he says you have to Kavon on both. Why on both? What's the Kesher between both? And why does all this trump? Well, the Sefer Chassidim is the same kasha. Why specifically like the kasha of the Beis Yosef? Why specifically Ovis and Moedim? And what's special about them? And why does Ovis or Moedim? And according to the Smak, the kasha is even more. Why Ovis trumps Moedim? And why the Brisa uses Be'achas Mem? And number three is the Gemara. The Gemara says in the following way. The Gemara that Pem on Beis says, that's how we pass him. Kol brocha shein ba shem malchus. That's a miyachan. Kol brocha shein ba malchus in a brocha. And we, the Rishon learns beragroi from the post, garumim chaloi kai hamelech. So there is an idea of malchus that has to be said malchus. Now, we know that malchus has to be malchus, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav quotes that the malchus is not enough to say melech, it has to be melech ha'olam. You have to, so where is Yamelech? Because then you know that that's a separate quality of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's Melech HaOlam. The obvious kasha is by Shmon Esser, we don't have Malchus. So says in the Avodrom, and Tosfos says the same Terutz, that the word Elokei Avrom is the Malchus. Says the Avodrom, that we are Shloimar, the second Terutz, Ki Elokei Avrom Hu Kohen Malchus. Fishadar lo imrchu aleihem oylam asher b'Avrom hovi oti b'olam. Because Avrom was the one who created the Malchus. The question is, why Davka by Tfilas Ovis? We mentioned Elokei Avrom. We should make Melech HaOlam like everywhere else. And if Elokei Avrom is what is the dynamic, should be everywhere. Why Davka by Tfilas Elokei Avrom? But anywhere, we need to be Melech HaOlam. Where is the HaOlam by saying Elokei Avrom? Elokei Avrom is Melech because he was Mamlich Malchus HaBachol Olam. Where is the HaOlam which is Me'akev by Malchus? To answer all of this, I think it's important to understand what we have been speaking about Tfila. Number one, the Ikar HaTfila is Kavonas Alev. Beis Elokim says in several places. Here, the Ikar HaTfila, as we spoke last week, is not the Nusach. The Nusach that we say is the text for us to be able to speak. But the speech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Maral says, is the Sofa HaNelem, is the apophatic speech, is the speech of the Kavona. The text of the Tefillah is only the vehicle for us to darshan and to get the hidden Kavona behind it, which is the initial intention that we have. That is the Kavona, and that's why Kavona in the baseline is Me'akev. Says the Beis Elokim, this is not like Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona. He says much more than Reb Chaim. The reason why you need a baseline kavana is because ain't a kinishar mitzvahs. Because even the man the omer holds the mitzvahs ain't tzrichus kavana. Here you need kavana because the ikar hatfila ain't a mitzvahs meinsis ki koro kavana salev. And the reason is, first of all, why is it? We spoke before because in tefillah we're not speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We are connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The ikar idea of tefillah is this kashrus, is a connection. Connection, you connect in the deepest form of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu beyond Gilui. That is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, anything which is Megali, is not his essence. His essence is not Megula. So we connect the part which is from us alone is not Megula. It's the deepest part of our consciousness. We connect with him with the thought. To tefillah is not that we are speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. We are connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The speech is the text that we can darshan and take away from it the hidden kavana, which is exactly connecting to the hidden portion of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is beyond the gilui. We take the text, which is the tefillah, and the tefillah draws kavana. The text draws kavana, the darshan, and that kavana is how we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ikar ma'isa tefillah is kavana. But what is the kavana satfila? The kavana satfila is connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The ikara kavana is the ikara tfila. We spoke about many times, and that was the earlier shurim. What is the concept of tfila? We ask for our needs. The asking for our needs is not the goal of tfila. It's the means of tfila. The needs that we have is to create a dependency, because by creating dependency, we create a relationship. We create a connection. Dependency creates connection because we are the mekablim, he's the noisen, allows us to connect. So the whole idea of the needs is to create connection, but the tefillah is the connection. So mimela, tefillah is the ultimately connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our needs are the echitimtza to achieve the connection. That's why the shem hatfillah is the shem adnus, but is the adnus in the possessive, my master. Why is my master? Because it's our connection to him. The Shem Shomayim and us become one. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the chidush of theirs, and Avram started from Avram, is that he connected the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. The Medrash says, Achois lanu ktana. Who is Achois lanu ktana? Is Avram Avinu. Echad haya Avram. Why? Because what's Echad haya Avram? That he turned the world into one. Icha kol boy oylem lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bar kapar oymer ke odom shumeach es akera. It's like somebody who something is torn and he puts it together. We know the Maya on the Chazal in the Medrash, umbosi legani achoy sekal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated himself through the chatoy up to Adam Avinu. Avram Avinu brought the world to connect. This is Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says, in the Raya Mehemna, there's a difference between every brocha and the brocha satfila. Says like this, Beraya Mehemna Shreizigam, Shezachil ben brocha zamitzah zanen birkas satfila. Shebirko zamitzah zahenenim, hem meyam shochas ha-shefa. Brocha comes from Loshem Brecha, Hashpo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia in this world. La-roka birchom me-lemal mata, to bring brocha to here. Aval brocha satfila, hem tikun oylom is asmon v'salusan. The tefillah is not bringing hashpo here, is taking the world and raising it and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'iskashrus kol oylam b'shem olam. He's not bringing hashpo here, we're taking the world, not that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia here, we're taking the here and connecting to the there. That iskashrus olam is taking the world and rising the olam is ascending, transcending through tefillah. Tefillah is connecting the world. Mimela, that is what oymed lifnei melech. Kavona satfila is the language of tefillah. What is the language of tefillah? It's the language of connection. That's what it is. Tefillah is only a chikimtza to get connection. That's the kavona satfila. So the basic language of connection, which is oymed lifnei melech, says Reb Chaim, that's for shur me'akev. And you can't daven without it, because if you don't have a kesher. But Chazal were mesakin the nusach tefillah, the text of the tefillah, that the iskashrus, that connection, you have to verbalize, not spoken language, but apophatic language. So what is the text of the Chazal created the nusach? Before there is the baseline of connection. How do you verbalize? How do you bring it to fruition, this connection? How do you describe this connection? All of tefillah is the description of connection, that we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything, how Kodesh Baruch Hu shows. this always shows by the chasima ultimately. Boruch Ata Hashem Chayin Das. When there is Das, the Kodesh Boruch Hu giving Das. Das in the world. But what is the prototype, the archetype of that connection? Are the obvious. Avraham Avinu chose Me'achar Koy Elam Kuloi. You know what the world, why the Shem Shakai? So the Shem Kayashak is the Shem of completeness. Avraham Avinu showed that the world separate is void, is empty. Something needs to be here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that he's additive to the world. He completes the world. Because Avraham Avinu is the one who was the Merkava Lashchina that connected the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Icha is called Elam Kuloi. Achois Lanu Ktana. So the ultimate connection, the Ovis created the connection. The Ovis and Amirkova. That's why they didn't need a Nes, because for them the Teva was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Icha, that's why he's the Shem Shakai. He realized that the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu is empty. He's completing the world. We ask why the Shem Shakai? Because the Shem Shakai tells you why you don't need a Nes. That's why the Ovis. So Bimela, the Kavona, Sapiru Shamil, is the same Kavona of the Omer Lifnei HaMelech. Only is a deeper form of Kavona. The Kavona of Lifnei HaMelech is the basic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The verbalizing of that connection is the Takana Midrabanan. So that's why Rav Chaim says the Kavona, which is the baseline of the connection, that's Me'akev Kol HaTorah Kula, although it's not a tefillah. The verbalization, which is the Pirush HaMilos, is a Takana Midrabanan. Like Nusach HaTefillah is Takana Midrabanan. So Chazal were misaken a Nusach on the Kavona. The Nusach HaKavona is on a Tikkun Midrabanan. It's Me'akev, you have to do it again. But you could have a baseline of tefillah Deoraisa before the Nusach. So the Raisa before the Nusach is the Kavona of Lifnei HaMelech. The Nusach HaKavona is the Kavona of Pirush HaMilos. But one Kavona is Me'akev. All the Tefillah is the verbalization of that is Kashrus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of that Kesher. Ultimately, is the Brocha. But what is the ultimate prototype, the base of that description of the connection, is Ovis. That the Ovis were connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu is Eloike Yavrom. So it's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu was a Melech HaOlam. The reason why Malchus of Tefillah is a deeper form of Malchus. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Avram. That Avram becomes a chilek of these galos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a much higher, greater form of connection. And that's what required of the Tefillah. And that's why we say, Umevi Goy Livnei V'Neim Leman Shmoy Be'av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a Goyel Leman Shmoy. We want to be part of that Gilui, to be so connected that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale us. So Livnei V'Neim, the Goyel Livnei V'Neim, our history is a Gilui of Leman Shmoy. And that's why it's Leman Chaloikim Chaim Dafka by Tfilas Oves. So Mimele is Givaldik, is the same Kavona of Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, just is a verbal Kavona. So Oves is the ultimate. However, Chazal say in the second Girsa that there is another one that shows. Which one is it? It's Moedim. Because what's Moedim? Moedim is not only thanking. Like Putin says, Moedim is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement that we can do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is no separate entity. She'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu. Al chayeinu musurim biyodecha, v'al chayit v'al nisecha shebechol yomanu. And we realize that we can't do it alone. So Moedim is the acknowledgement. So the Ovis is the prototype of the Kesher. Moedim is the recognition of the Kesher. So that's why the Smak says, Lekatchili should have both Kavonas. Otherwise, at least in Ovis. Because both of them summarize in verbal terms what the Kesher is all about. Ovis is the prototype, the archetype of the Kesher. Moedim is the recognition. According to Sefer Achsidim, it's two Gersois. So Mimela, that's why the brides are called Be'achas Mehem. What is the Kavon of Tefillah? Is Achas. How do you verbalize Achas? It's a machloikes. But the Iker Kavon is Avrom She'ichas Kol Olam Kulo. That's why the brides says the Kavona is not on Ovis. It's not on Moedim. The Kavon is Achas. The Kavon is to create Achas. How do you create Achas? Either one mandomer says Ovis, one mandomer says Moedim, the other mandomer says both of them are better. Ovis is the prototype, Moedim is how we apply, the prototype is more important. So that's one Girsa. The other Girsa says only Ovis, and the Girsa Brachsidim is either one. But what is the Kavona, what's the verbalization of the Kavona? Is the Achas Shaboy. If we do verbalize, that's Kavona Satfila. So Kavona Satfila is for sure Me'akev. There's no Tfila without Kavona. Because the Ikar language of Tfila is not that we're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The connection is through the mind. with their prophetic language. The language of connection is acknowledging, searching for the connection. Oymed lifnei hamelech. And the Chazal or Mesaket, a nusach to that kesher, that's over sumoidim, and that's me'akev, but as me'akev means that you have to do it again. But if we don't reach the madrig of the tefillah derabbanan, then we call apoch the tefillah deraisa we have, and that's why it's not a brocha levatola. So that is exactly what tefillah is all about. So here we see that tefillah is, like we've been speaking all the time, the ikar tefillah is the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's connecting. The connection has to be done at the deepest and the highest form of our connection, which is our consciousness, the hidden consciousness, the language of the prophetic language. We're not talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're connecting. We are connecting to the deepest form of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the hidden, the meaning, the consciousness, the prophetic language. Kavona is the mindset fila. Kavona is the mindset fila. What is the mindset fila? Connection. We use the text of Bakoshes and our needs to create dependency to be able to tie in and to connect the Kodesh Baruch Hu through our minds.